wake-up call.
Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you. Find support at liver.ca.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Brazil.
This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the most beautiful mountain in all of Burnaby. This is Burnaby Mountain. Yes, the namesake. We are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University campus. And yes, CJSF 90.1 FM, been with you for forever here at SFU. And this show, a global music fiesta, yes, a celebration of all the things that humans are making. Well, some of the things, anyways, that humans are making. We can't cover it all, but yes, sometimes you don't feel like celebrating humanity. Well, let's get positive here, because music, it's the easy way to enjoy the human things. And yes, the first hour is traveling around the world, so showcasing a lot of new sounds. Hopefully you'll be surprised with some genres, some fusion, some cross-cultural pollination you've never heard before. And then in the second hour, we'll travel specifically to one region. And today, we are traveling to La Vieille Ville de Québec. Yes, the capital of Quebec, Quebec City. It is the oldest French colony, perhaps one of them anyways, in the Americas. It is a beautiful place with a lot of history and a lot of new cool stuff happening as well. So yes, in an hour, we've never done a show on specifically the city of Quebec, and I'm looking forward to sharing some of my discoveries with you. But yes, in the meantime, lots of stuff to hear, lots of traveling to do. We're going to start with a incredible band from Tokyo that plays many styles of Latin American music. And yeah, they mix it somehow works extremely well with the folk music of Japan, which is called Minyo. So this band is called the Minyo Crusaders, and their new album, their sophomore, is called Tour of Japan, which just came out this summer. So we're going to start with Hiroshima Kiari Ondo. So basically, the vocals are extremely faithful to the folk traditions, melodies of Japanese folk music, the Minyo style. And the music is, well, freaky, psychedelic, Latin fusion music. So, yeah, it just works so well. And I hope you enjoy this. The Minyo Crusaders on Wandering Rhythms Radio. We'll be right back.
nature est sacrée.
La nature est sacrée.
Nous lui devons tous nos respects.
La nature est sacrée.
Oui, notre nature est sacrée.
La nature est sacrée.
Oui, la nature est sacrée.
La nature est sacrée.
Il nous revient de la protéger.
La nature est sacrée.
Oh, la nature est sacrée.
La nature est sacrée.
Arrête de nourrir.
Hey friends, you are listening to Wandering Rhythms Radio. I am your host, Nick Legacy, and we just heard, three new tracks from this new year of ours. Not really new anymore, it's nearing the end, but you know what I mean, this year. Yes, we heard Clean the Line right there by L. Michelle's Affair. We'll let him go in the background as well. Yes, Clean the Line, new track. No vocalists credited specifically. There were vocals, but this is a producer named Leon Michelle's, his band that have not put out an album in a few years, but he's been really busy working as a producer on other acts, such as an album he did with Black Thought, the vocalist from The Roots. He just won a Grammy for an album he did with Norah Jones last year. So yeah, he can do pop, but you can do some pretty freaky sort of psych stuff as well. He's also done an amazing record recently, came out this year, with Derya Yildirim and Group Simsek, who are based in Germany, but playing very 70s-sounding Turkish folk psych rock music. Anyways, the point is, El Michel's Affair, his new solo album, 24 Hour Sports. And yes, once again, we heard Clean the Line. Very, very funky. He's just got this excellent touch. Very old school sounding production. And before that, we heard from a band from Togo. From the big city Lomé, Togo. That was Nana Benz du Togo. The name of the country is right in the artist name. And their new sophomore album came out this summer, called Senam. Some songs are in the Mina language, the native dominant language in Togo, but that song was in French, because yes, everybody there speaks French to some degree as well. It's kind of the language that brings people together in West Africa, when everybody has their own language they speak at home as well. So the song was called Nature, and yes, a song about the beauty of nature, the importance of conservation. And yeah, and some pretty swinging, sort of like Afro-techno sort of vibes. And also it's got some voodoo or vodoon vibes to it as well, because Togo and Benin, right next to it, to the east, are, well, really considered the homeland of vodoon or voodoo culture, as we call it, in the West. All right, so that was that. And we started off the show, with Minyo Crusaders of Japan, who are just wizards at mixing the Minyo folk vocal tradition with Latin American vibes, percussion and horns and such. So we heard the track called Hiroshima Kiari Ondo. Once again, the Minyo Crusaders. That's just Minyo. And they tackle a lot of genres, from salsa to cumbia to Latin jazz, son cubano, etc. So yeah, really one of a kind project. And we're going to keep rolling with something that I just discovered recently, a very surprising cover album of Elliott Smith tunes. So just incredible songwriter. In the late 90s, he went from his sort of grunge project Heat Miser to just being a singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar and vocals, some piano. But yeah, Elliott Smith, who I just did not expect to be done in a jazz pianist form. So Brad Meldow, who is a long, very, very long-running jazz pianist who's been playing for decades with lots of different projects, he did a full Elliott Smith cover album, taking his favorite songs of Elliott Smith. And apparently they met like back in the 90s when Elliott was still with us at Largo, a very famous club in Los Angeles, where John Bryant used to do these legendary nights where he'd bring different bands up, and apparently Brad Meldow and Elliott Smith met there. So yeah, they've knew him for a long time. So this album, mostly instrumental, but there's a couple tracks with vocalists, and this one really just made me fall in love with Elliott Smith again, because Daniel Rawson, the former singer of Grizzly Bear and Department of Eagles, both fabulous bands, just does such a great rendition of Elliott Smith. And Well, I think you'll like it as well. This is Tomorrow Tomorrow by Brad Meldow featuring Daniel Rosin on vocals. The album is called Ride Into the Sun, all Elliott Smith covers. In fact, there are a few originals sprinkled in. Brad Meldow trying to do his sort of like ode to Elliott Smith in a similar style that Elliott would perhaps do. But yes, this is a cover of Elliott Smith, Tomorrow Tomorrow, Brad Meldow on Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Just about.